Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Coming up on 4:04 in the afternoon, Felger and Mads here on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, where we beam across New England and the country, brought to you by DraftKings on both sides. We got Murray and Mads back in our Town Fair Tire Studios. I'm on location. Not sure if Murray mentioned it there in the update. I'm sorry, Murray, if you did. But did you give us Eddie Rodriguez there at the top of the hour?
No, I did not, actually.
Go ahead. Give it to me now. What's the latest on Eduardo Rodriguez?
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, you don't know? He's back out, back on the shelf. I thought you had been reporting this. Eddie Rodriguez back on the shelf with symptoms of COVID.
Right. Complications from COVID, right.
Okay, so this is... this is going to be an important guy for the Red Sox. He wasn't able to post for the season opener, obviously, tomorrow night. He showed up late for their summer camp 2.0 because he had tested positive for COVID. And now he's had, what, a relapse? Or he's still suffering from symptoms?
Mild symptoms is what Ron Renneke said this afternoon.
So you feel bad for the guy on one hand. But on the other, it's like... here we go again with this guy. Like, you know, there's always something with Eduardo Rodriguez mess.
Well, so that's the thing is I feel about him like, you know, sort of how you feel about Pasternak. That I look at him and I say, now look, they're not quite the same level of player. I'm not saying that, but I'm talking about a guy getting to his full potential and also maturing along the way and understanding his value and what he means to the team. So think of everything that has happened to the Red Sox. Price got traded. Porcello left. Sales out for the year. This guy's the ace, and he got COVID. Now, how did it happen specifically? I don't know. I mean, apparently they say he was exposed to someone in Florida. And the indication is that it was somehow a family member or et cetera, et cetera. But who the hell knows if they're telling you the truth? And because it's Eduardo Rodriguez, and because of his history with sort of mishaps, however you want to describe it, I sort of wonder. And I saw this today, and I got frustrated by it. Because, again, now you're talking about expanding the playoff field, and he's still not ready to come back. It looks like something else has come up. They've shut him down. He's only had a couple of throwing sessions. But now they're going to shut him down for a little while, and Renneke had a comment to the effect of, well, you know, he tested negative, but it's a complication from what he had. So now they were kind of vague and circumspect about it. It's hard to know exactly what the issue is, but it was significant enough that they decided to shut him down.
So it's like I'm having a hard time figuring what I should be frustrated by exactly. The fact that he got it in the first place, which I am, or this ongoing thing where he has this track record of not exactly gutting through injuries or battling through injuries or coming back quickly anyway. It's really sort of just the opposite. And none of it's a surprise, right? Again, it is sort of like Pasternak, where if you ask me going into the thing, who would be one of the guys I'm worried about coming out of it, Eduardo Rodriguez would have been on top of the list, and here we go.
Yeah, him and Devers, to me, are, again, two of the, you know, they're probably the two most important young guys on the team. You throw Bogarts in there, certainly, too. But those two guys are huge because they're younger than Bogarts and they're cheaper.
Brian in the car, do you have a thought on Eduardo Rodriguez? Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously up front, you know, before I called in, I didn't know it was COVID-related. I thought it was a possible injury. So, you know, as long as there's no long-term issues, I was actually slightly relieved to hear that it was COVID-related because, yeah, it doesn't mean there's an arm issue or anything there. But I thought he was the one bright spot in the entire pitching staff that was worth looking forward to this year to see if he could replicate kind of what he did last year. Yep. And, you know, if he's out long-term, especially if the team starts slow and all of a sudden they're looking at the end of July, mid-August, they're 5, 6, 7 games out. I mean, this could be a situation where the Red Sox don't even bring him back if they feel like there's nothing worthwhile there. And I was just envisioning an entire summer in line with that London series against the Yankees last year where there's just 10 home runs being hit a night and it's 20 runs from the staff every time out.
Well, Brian, I'll tell you, you know, when you say long-term, short-term is now long-term. In other words, they say he's going to be shut down for a week. All right, so he's shut down for a week. Then he comes back. How long is it going to take him to get the arm strength back up and get stretched out? Another week or two? So if, you know, he's going to be shut down from baseball activities for a week. Okay? Again, Renicki said Thursday Rodriguez is feeling minor symptoms related to his bout with COVID, and the team has decided to shut him down from all baseball activities for a week, after which he'll be reevaluated. Okay? So that's just reevaluated after a week of lying in bed, I guess, or staying at home.
Correct.
And just doing non-baseball activities. So who's to say how he's going to feel in a week? Because he didn't feel good now. Let's say he does feel good. Now you can resume baseball activities. Now you got to do how many throwing sessions, how many side sessions, spread apart, 5 days, etc. He's going to be out 2-3 weeks. Well, now you're talking about you're edging up on half the season.
Right, exactly.
You know, and that's the way it works in this, you know, with the 60-game schedule. So there is no short term.
No, half the season is right. That's immediately what popped into my head as you started talking. Half the season. He's going to miss a month. And so, and when the caller says, you know, he's relieved, and I'm not dumping on the caller, but I think it's a point worth amplifying. When the caller says, you know, I'm just glad to hear it's COVID and not an injury, you know, so that there is any long-term thing from it, I would tell you, we don't even know that about COVID, really. I mean, again, there is still concern about what it does to the human body in the long term. We don't really have, you know, we don't have data there. Now, do I think that he's going to be okay? Probably, but who the hell knows? Like, we don't even know that about this virus.
Andrew in Easton has been waiting patiently on Cam Newton. Thanks for hanging on, Andrew. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. First off, you guys are the best. I listen to you guys every day while I was in the military and deployed overseas. Even though you guys get blood every day, you guys are awesome.
Thanks, Andrew. We appreciate it.
Quick question. What are your thoughts on Newton in the cold weather? I know you can ask the same question with Stidham. However, I want to know if you guys are concerned with Newton's lack of experience in cold weather and how it's going to go, how it's going to affect his throwing accuracy when he's already an inaccurate quarterback.
Andrew, thanks for the call. Thanks for your service, and it's a fair question. I think until any quarterback proves he can play in the elements and play well and win games, you have a question, right? You know, like Brady's phenomenal at it, and, you know, Favre was good at it, Rodgers is good at it, but you didn't know that going in. You didn't, and until they showed they could do it, you never knew. Like, I'll give you an example of someone who was horrible, and it was Kurt Warner. He goes to the Giants and can't even get out of his own way, can barely hold the freaking football. And then I think he goes to Arizona, plays back in a dome, and is once again going to Super Bowl. So you don't. I don't know with Cam Newton. I don't know how he's going to play in cold weather. Warner could suck in cold weather. It's possible.
Warner had a bad thumb injury when he went to the New York Giants. That's what that was, not the cold weather.
Yeah. Look at him in his career in cold weather. He's a dome quarterback. He's the greatest show on turf in St. Louis, greatest show on turf in Arizona. I don't think he's very good outside. I think he's one of those dome guys. I don't know. Peyton Manning, I guess, went to Denver and looked pretty good. So all I'm telling you is you don't know till you know. And don't sell yourself short. Kurt Warner was a puss. We've got Jim in the truck on Mookie Betts. Hi, Jim.
Hey, what's going on? Listen, I love Mookie Betts, and I love the Red Sox, and as much as, you know, coming from a fan standpoint here, I would love to see Betts stay with the Red Sox, you know, whatever. You know, I got to sign with the Dodgers, but I am kind of glad the Red Sox didn't tie up that much money on one player for that long, because I think, you know, two players worth $15 million a year is better than one player worth $30 million a year.
Maz, how do you feel about that?
So that now we're talking about ponies versus horses, and I'll take the horse every time. Okay, I will absolutely take the horse every time. So if you're telling me, would I rather have, again, in the case of Mookie Betts, one guy at 35 or two 17s, I'll take the $35 million a year guy. Now, the length of the contract to me is something different, and now they now go hand in hand. So I have concerns about Betts' ability to hold up in the long term. I think those are legit. And at the end of the day, I wouldn't have given him 12 years and 420 or, you know, 13 years and 392. I just wasn't going to do it.
But really, for you, it's the player's not worth that contract. You're not opposed to the contract. Like, how do you feel about the Mike Trout contract?
No issue with it at all. None.
Okay,
so Trout's an absolute stud. He's an all-timer.
It's about the player.
Yes, more about the player than it is the contract, correct.
Steve in New York, hi, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Yeah, so I'm just wondering, with Eddie Rodriguez having symptoms again, what does this mean for other players that
have tested positive in the past. Are they still contagious? Do they have to sit out?
So, you know, Steve, the research and the reporting changes all the time on it. They're still trying to figure it out. The last I saw is, well, what was the headline I saw is that the antibodies, and if you've had it, it's really hard to get it again. So the way it was phrased is that it wasn't an absolute, but you're pretty well protected and you're not going to get it again. And that also conveys that others are protected too. But you also hear also that, you know, that you still get these symptoms. I know a couple of people who've had it, and they tell me, and this is now, they're months recovered, 2-3 months recovered from it. They got it very early on in the whole thing, that when they work out, they still feel it. They still can't have a workout and get through the end of it and feel, you know, like that runner's high, if you will, or something like that. It's still at the end of the workout. They're still feeling something. And this is months later, and they've otherwise been fully recovered. So I think that goes on. I don't know if that, you know, they're now contagious or anything like that. I don't think so. I think it means you still have to keep battling through it. And this is sort of what I wonder about Eddie Rodriguez.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. You know,
yeah. Has he been a battler over his career?
Oh, it's a good question. I wonder, maybe that's what's going on, that as he started to throw and ramp up here, that all of a sudden, like, he can't breathe or he doesn't have the wind. Or, and again, I don't know whether, you know, maybe whether it's a battle thing or a reality thing. So I want to hear more what you heard about that, the antibodies, because I've seen, and maybe you're more up to date than I am, which wouldn't surprise me, because I feel like I'm always behind on everything, for crying out loud.
I just read a million headlines.
And so, but the last I had saw in the COVID thing, not to get totally off track, was that your antibodies would last from 3 to 6 months, but then you're vulnerable again.
Okay, I'm just going back, trying to see if I can find you the headline again. I'll look. I'll see if I can find it, Maz.
Do-to-do.
And I did find some numbers for you on Cam Newton in different temperatures. We can get to that later if you want.
Okay, well, just so you know, Renicki said just that with Eddie Rodriguez, is that Rodriguez had thrown 2 bullpens in summer camp prior to being shut down. He was tired after the first one, Renicki said. The first one, I know he was exhausted at the end of that, Renicki said. I think he threw 22 pitches. The last one was better. He got through that better, but it was still enough for them to shut him down. So this is, you know, I think this might be a common thing, that he just can't, you know, you're still feeling it at the end of your workout, and it takes you just sort of gutting it out or battling through it, and maybe Eddie Rodriguez is not at that point yet. We continue with your thoughts on all these items. I do want to get to what we're going to be seeing this year in Major League Baseball, how much you want that to continue after this year is over. Bunch of new things. It's going to be a different product this year. Do you want it to be a permanent thing or just a one-off? We'll do that. And the major second guess, the biggest second guess that I have for Major League Baseball as they get ready to get going again tonight. That'll all come your way right after these words.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The players are arrogant dirtbags.
Dingbat.
Felger and Mass. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, welcome back to the program. Real quick, Maz. I just found a story that I... oh, my God. So annoying.
On COVID?
Epic Computer. New York Times. Can you become reinfected with COVID-19? It's very unlikely, experts say, is the headline. Reports of reinfection instead may be cases of drawn-out illness. A decline in antibodies is normal after a few weeks, so maybe that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
After a few weeks, it wears out. But I just remember seeing this headline, right? I read so many headlines and so many different reports. This one stood out. Can you become reinfected with COVID-19? It's very unlikely, experts say. And that reports of reinfection may really just be cases of drawn-out illness. So that just ties into what we're talking about. All right, here's something I want to get to, and that is I also read something. I put it in our show notes on Bloomberg, and it was about the broadcast rights coming up here for these major league games. And I just want to, I'll read you the story. This is from Bloomberg. Headline, Fox sees baseball ad tsunami with triple header on Saturday. On Saturday, I guess they're playing three games back-to-back. And the report says that Fox Corp begins its baseball season with its first ever triple header on Saturday. 9 hours of games on the Fox broadcast network. The advertising inventory is sold out, according to Seth Winter, Fox's head of sports sales. And that includes a fourth nightcap game that airs at 9 p.m. New York time on the company's FS1 cable channel. Our baseball inventory 10 days ago just shot off the shelf when people realized that we could put a product on the field, Winter said in an interview. So they started, putting the inventory out there for sale for ad revenue, and according to their head of sales, it shot off the shelf. The story says that the spread of the COVID-19 virus and the suspension of live sports in March jarred the ad market and prompted a lot of dire predictions. But advertisers' response to the return of games is proving to be its own surprise, according to Winter. In the past, baseball ad revenue and ad spending would be spread out over months, with as little as 60% of the inventory snapped up at the beginning of the season. As of now, 90% of the virus-shortened regular season is sold, according to Winter. So how about that? Quote, we just had a tsunami of investment, he said. So Fox and the national broadcaster, it's him, I don't know what ESPN or the others, but Fox has already sold out 90% of its ads for this baseball season. What does that tell you?
It tells me people are horny for live sports. They're craving games and events back on television, one for two reasons. One, we haven't had it, and two, it's not like people can go out and do other things, right? They're like Murray. They're Netflixed out. They've seen it all, watched it all, and now they need something real that they don't know the ending to. That's what it tells me more than anything. I don't think it's related. Put it this way. I think it's related more to the virus than it is to the game of baseball. You follow me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But what I thought of was, boy, did these guys blow it. Because I do feel there's a little bit of interest in baseball right now. Maybe it's more virus related than baseball related. I think it probably is. But so be it. What does it matter how we got here? Where we are is, people are interested in watching baseball, and people are glad the games are on, and they're going to watch them, and there's interest. There's a little bit of buzz and a little bit of interest for baseball. And I think you're seeing it, and the advertising is reflecting it. Fox has almost sold out in its entire slate. The head of sales says there's been a tsunami. They've sold out their Saturday slate, their triple-header slate of national games, which do not rate well anymore. At least they haven't in the past. So I think there's an appetite here. And it just shows me, God, did baseball blow it. They should have been back 3 weeks ago. They should have been back 3 weeks ago banking these ad revenue, banking this ad revenue, taking advantage of this interest, taking advantage of our pent-up demand and interest in sports and live events. And they should have been back the 4th of July, Maz, and they should have been banking this revenue starting 3 weeks ago, but they couldn't get out of their own way.
Oh, they definitely blew it. And I will admit, that thought occurred to me this morning, too. And I told you, just watching some of this stuff and the anticipation of the opening day. And I know it's not opening day in the traditional sense. There are a couple of games on tonight, but it is Yankees-Nationals. It's a good game. And given the absolute shortage or absence of American team sports, and we're talking about the four major leagues here, I think this morning on Get Up, they said it's been 144 days since we've had a game involving a team from the four major sports. The longest time in our history. Okay? That's a long-ass time, dude. That's a long time without a game.
And people have even come back for these exhibitions. According to the Bloomberg story, audience ratings for 8 preseason baseball games aired on regional networks last weekend were more than double those of spring training games played earlier in the year.
I'm not surprised.
According to Home Team Sports, a Fox division that sells ads on those networks, some seats in the empty stadiums were filled with cardboard cutouts of fans paid for by baseball lovers. Anyway, the national baseball advertising market amounted to $584 million last year. Fox is the largest player thanks to a lineup that includes a league championship series and the World Series, and they're all going to bump up their national games, and they should. They should, dying for content. And Major League Baseball is going to get a week's head start on every other league. So at least they got that. It should have been a month. It should have been a month's head start on this.
Oh, totally. They did. Okay, they totally whiffed.
Your thoughts on this at 617-779-0985. Next question. What are we going to see here that you want to be the new normal? What do you want to see? And it can be big picture things, sort of on-field things, universal DH, 3 batter minimum, which is what they were going to do it anyway, and that feels like that's permanent anyway, but I'll just add it to the list. Extra innings where a runner starts on second base. Expanded playoff field, which feels like it's coming down the pike. What else? You know, so it could be something big like that, and then I have a raft of small things as well. But of those big picture things, is there anything you want to see become the new normal in baseball, Maz?
Well, so I would say I am a yes on all of them, except the one that I have doubt about is the universal DH, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't like the way the game is played right now. So if it's just going to be another guy in a lineup who's running 7 pitches deep and then striking out, walking, or hitting a home run, I'm out. I don't want it. But if this is a step toward, you know, and I'm not saying that they've made this decision, but ultimately proves to be a step toward, you know, a changing of the game that allows the game to be played in something closer to a crisper, more entertaining, and I say more traditional manner in that it would allow for, you know, hit and run, speed, defense, faster pace on the mound, all those things, then I'm in. I'll take the extra offense, of course. But I don't want to see another guy run 7 pitches deep and then strike out. I'm done enough of that.
So the playoff format scares me a little bit. That's too many playoff teams. I like the pitchers hitting. I think it leads to a crisper product and a little variety. I'm not bored by the pitcher coming up. I mean, sometimes, obviously, you know he's fodder and he's, you know, 3 up, 3 down. But there's a lot of times it's how do you manage your lineup around him? Although I don't need to get into all of it. I just like that little National League part to the game. It adds a little something more than, the thing you're talking about, Maz. Well, it's just another guy swinging out of his ass, trying to hit a home run or taking a walk or striking out. I'd frankly rather see a pitcher bunt. I'd rather see, how they get around that spot in the lineup. I'd rather see all that little crap than just another softball player taking hacks.
I mean,
and going
yeah.
back to, I mean, right? So, I mean, I think you make a good point on that. It's actually more variety for those pitchers to hit. But be that as it may, what I'm worried about is some of this little stuff. Some of the little stuff. Like, let me give an example. The Zoom calls with the guys as opposed to press conferences and reporters going in the locker room. I know it's easy to sit here and say, oh, screw the media. I don't care about the media. Murray, I'm not even in the media. The jackal, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, that's you're getting nothing from these guys in these Zoom calls, and there's nothing to react to. I mean, Murray, all of our good David Price stuff, you don't get unless there's reporters in the locker room pestering that guy. And without that, we're losing a lot of content, and I get it now. I understand it now. Like, they shouldn't be in the locker room. I mean, fair enough. But my worry is that they take that going forward, and they say, well, see, we can do this all virtually. We can do this in a Zoom call. You don't need to go in the locker room. And I think we'd lose a lot in that. How about, broadcasters not going to the stadiums, calling the games from some studio at their home office? I think that would be a bad precedent. And not that, I think they've done a good job in what I've heard. Like, you don't really know the difference, but there's got to be one. And I don't know. I want the guys there. I just think ultimately you will be able to tell. So some of the virtual stuff, Maz, I don't want to translate. I hope that we get to a point where there's vaccines and we're all vaccinated and people agree to take them. And, they'll start opening up the buildings to the media part of it, both the broadcasting and the reporting, because I think I think we've lost a lot in that. We'd have a lot more to sink our teeth into with the Celtics, for example, if we had embedded reporters with the team. Never mind the Bruins and these camps, and I shudder to think what Patriots camp is going to look like if it's all virtual. We're going to lose a lot of content in the bargain there.
I mean, you don't want to lose your eyes and ears. You don't want to lose those. And again, I understand people hate the media, and that the media causes more trouble than it's worth sometimes. But it really is a critical part of the thing, and being there is important. Look, just the whole thing of calling a game, when you're at the ballpark in the middle of it, and if you've ever gone to a postseason game, you know this. It's different. It's different. The energy level in there is different. You can literally feed off the people around you, and there's a current that runs through the stadium. So it has to affect the broadcasters. They can sense that too. Like that to me is a huge one. Is the announcers doing it remotely? You're disconnected from the game. I mean, you're just again physically disconnected from the game. That's hard.
So one of the things I worry about is that, you know, they save all this money. They save all the travel money. They save the headache of putting the broadcasters on the team planes, and they just say, do it from Watertown. Sounds just as good. I would hate if that becomes part of the new normal. Can I give you another one that I have a feeling might become part of the new normal?
Of course.
Fake crowd noise. Even with fans in the stands, I think that these leagues and these production crews are going to get so good with, you know, tinkering with the fake crowd noise that they're going to get back to fans in the stands, and maybe they'll go to a building where there's not enough fans or the atmosphere isn't good enough. And there's going to be some producer in back who says, give us a little something here. The crowd's a little quiet. And all of a sudden, even though there's fans in the stands, they're just subtly leveling in some crowd noise because it doesn't sound, it's better for the broadcast if they bump up the crowd noise here. And they already do it in stadium. You know, and teams have been caught, like the Falcons and the Colts. I think the Bruins have been doing it at the Garden. You know, when they put up that, you ever be in there when they put on that fan meter? And it's like, you know, whatever, louder,
oh, yeah.
old garden
yeah,
level.
Of course.
Exactly. Like, you know, I'm like, I've always thought, you guys are messing with this. That ain't, you know, so like, I worry they're going to start doing that on the broadcast.
Don't you think they already might?
Yeah, well, no, I don't know. Do you?
I wonder about some of those places, like the ones you're talking about. Probably not here, because, again, generally speaking, this is a good environment for sports.
Oh, right? And Mass, I think they do it in the buildings. Do they do it on the broadcasts?
I don't know. I wonder about a place like, I don't know, if you're watching a Tampa Bay Rays game and there's 10,000 people in the stands, what does that sound like?
Well, that's the thing. If they're good enough at it, you won't know. So.
And this is what I worry about, Murray, that we're going to get to. That Tampa's the perfect place, right? You're going to be down in Tampa. All you're going to hear is the one schmuckola with the cowbell, right? And there's like 2,000 people in the stands. And there's going to be some producer in the truck or back home in Watertown with all the announcers saying, yeah, we can make this sound a little more interesting, can't we? Let's pipe in a little something here. Now you don't know what if what you're listening to is real or not real. That worries me. Let me give you one thing I like quickly. And then we'll go to the update. One thing I like, we saw last night. Last night, there was a rain delay. Did they keep people in the building to sell beer and sell concessions?
You know, that crossed my mind, too. I thought the same thing, but I said, boy, they pulled the plug fast on that one, didn't they?
Or, without concessions to sell to trapped fans, did they say, you know what? Bang it, we're out of here. And, like, how long did that rain delay last? I mean, I saw the rain delay. I turned back, and it was over. I was like, so could that be part of the new normal? Without fans in the stands, there's no one to gouge on concessions with these fake rain delays, and they just bang it. Could we get that going forward? Well, certainly with no fans in the stands, could we see more of that this year, Maz?
I wondered the same thing when that happened last night. I went, oh, boy, that was quick. Like, right? Wow. No, we're done. See you later. Let's go home. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Like, and remember, that rule's in place now, too. There's no more, you know, start over if the game didn't go 4.5 innings. If they played 2 innings, they show up the next day and they start in the 3rd inning.
Because there's no fans in the stands to gouge on $16 beers with some fake rain delay that they know they're not going to be able to get the game in anyway. There's no one to pillage. There's no one to take advantage of. So they just bang it. It's like the NFL in these preseason games. They negotiate them right off the table as soon as they don't have you to steal from. Now that they don't have baseball fans to steal from during a rain delay, they just bang the game.
Oh, did it. The same thought crossed my mind. I'm so glad you brought this up, because when it happened, I went, oh, those sneaky bastards. Because there's that rule, allegedly, that a rain delay has to last like 30 minutes. You know why? Because they can sell you drinks in 30 minutes. That's why. Like last night, no drinks. Pull the plug. Let's go home. Mitch right. Moreland had his bag on his shoulder. Let me get out of here.
Sorry, I'm late. Here's an update. We're right back with your calls on everything.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Goes wild for. It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now we got the return of baseball. We've got Cam Newton arriving in Boston, which we'll circle back to here in a second. We got Eddie Rodriguez back on the shelf for the Boston Red Sox, things to talk about. Bet's extension, if you still want to weigh in and go there, you certainly can. But we'll bring it back with Chris in Worcester. You're up next with Felger and Mass. Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. How are you?
Good.
Good, thank you. I was thinking about A-Rod and, you know, his symptoms, because first I wanted to jump on his bat or, like, get on him because he's always kind of been out of shape, you know, and, of course, Alex Cora brought him back into the fold and he did great. But my point being, which I would like to hear, because Felger, you kind of Googled and, like, you know, what are the symptoms and stuff. I would love to hear Dr. Paul Sachs again. That was kind of my point getting to, because I love Dr. Paul Sachs, and he'd probably give you a lot of the answers that you were asking for. But, you know, that's what I want to jump on him, but maybe he is breathing heavy or it is bothering him.
So, thanks, look, guys, yeah, I mean, this is where, Chris, thanks for the call. His track record is such that he's not someone that has really battled through injuries. I mean, he's got a little bit of a soft label to him. And so I think this, he sort of earned this skepticism, which might be unfair. It's possible, Maz, and this might be part of the deal here going forward, that there are lingering symptoms. There is lingering, you know, shortness of breath. And for a professional athlete, that's like impossible.
Right.
You just can't be a pro athlete with that condition. And maybe there's just nothing he can do about it. Or maybe it's just a little discomfort, something you have to fight through. And is Eddie Rodriguez not fighting through this like he hasn't fought through other things? So maybe it's a little unfair to him. It's just, I think his reputation precedes him on this. Either way, what you got is, you know, especially with the expanded playoffs coming, the Red Sox with a real shot, he's their best pitcher. And you're looking at him missing maybe a third of this shortened season, and that sucks for the Red Sox.
Yeah, so to me, the part that frustrates me more than anything is that he got it. He got it. And so, and I just worry that, as I said earlier, like with Pasternak, some of these young guys, or even guys, you know, in the NBA, that they just can't help themselves and they don't have the discipline to stay away from people who either have the virus or exposed to the virus, or, you know, your risk heightens. That part of it I find frustrating. Now, look, I'm not trying to, everything you said about his reputation is his fault. Okay, in part. I mean, he's had injuries, but then on top of it, does he, you know, is he committed enough to bounce back from them quickly? And it doesn't feel like he has been.
I mean, I could go look up his, you know, the litany of things, but the one that, you know, if McCarthy's here, he always brings up, you know, when's he going to fall off the mound again?
Right.
Like, didn't he fall off the mound twice or something? Or his last injury was falling off the mound or whatever. He's always got something goofy like that, that, again, that I just look at sort of, I'm not surprised he's the guy.
In spring training, I think he was fielding and dislocated a kneecap when he fell. I think that's what it was. And look, last year he pitched 203 innings. Prior to that, he'd never done more than 137. So that's a big gap. Now, that said, the COVID thing to me is gets into an area that none of us can answer. And, you know, given the severity of the respiratory illness that it is, would it really shock you if guys started working out again and couldn't breathe?
Yeah, no, that's in keeping. Like, I've told you, I know people who have it who said their workouts still aren't the same 3 weeks later. Sorry, 3 months later. Still aren't the same.
I mean, what if acute cases of this thing do some level of permanent damage to your respiratory system?
Right.
And define that how you want, like whether it's severe or minor.
Well, but for a pro athlete, any sort of, you know, like they're in such good shape and they're so dependent on any little variance affects them.
Right. Like what if you lose 10% of your, you know, I say your lung capacity, your stamina. What if you lose 10% of that? That's not a small thing.
Dave is in Wellesley. Hi, David.
The Zoom media availability is a great point because I really love nothing more than, you know, having like Shaughnessy or Dan Housley putzing around the clubhouse and asking those probing questions or some kid from the Providence Journal is trying to make his name. And you definitely lose that dynamic. And not only do you miss out on that, it's like in a city like Boston, that's a lot of news stories are founded in those moments.
Yes.
Where you have an interaction.
Huge. David, it's huge. We know that David Price is an a-hole because there's reporters there for him to go off on. If it's all just him on his phone or some Zoom thing, we'll get a snippet of it, but it's not the full a-hole. It's not the full asshattery that is David Price without guys down there asking him the question. Dan Housley's a good one. Dan Housley can't be Dan Housley on a Zoom. They're only going to queue him up for one.
Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe.
Or Shaughnessy, right? You just mute the guy.
Roger, Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe.
On the Zoom, they don't even put his mic up. They don't even go to him. You know what I mean? And
Byron Barnett.
Byron Barnett is not Byron Barnett on Zoom. He's not. And the Toadies hate those guys, right? Oh, Byron Barnett's like, yeah, crybabies. It's fun. Those are the funnest days when those guys are down there pissing off the teams and the players. That's the best stuff.
Yeah, but you got to think that'll just be temporary. They'll let everybody back in next season or whatever the hell this hell ends. But
I'm worried about it. I'm worried about it, Murray. I'm worried about the team saying, even when the vaccine is there and even when, you know, we're back to hopefully normal-ish, that the team say, well, you know what? We found out we can do this just as well as virtually online, and they go with it permanently. That concerns me.
I mean, to really irritate them, you got to be in their space.
Oh, God, they got to
look at you. I'm telling you. And the other thing is that's when you get the best crap. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't tell you how much great crap I got at the batting cage over the years. Like, that was the place to stand. Guy would come out of the cage and say, hey, I got a good one for you. Did you hear this?
I'd rather stick needles in my eyes.
Does Carl Crawford even know Dan Shaughnessy is curly-haired to call him your curly-haired boyfriend? Like, does he even know that? Is Shaughnessy in your face is different than Shaughnessy online? There's a visual there that you can sink your teeth into.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
I would disagree with you, Shaughnessy. So this, I'm afraid of that, of being the new normal. That's one of the little things that I'm afraid of.
Beetle.
Baseball begins tonight, and you'll see the opening night game, we think, in Washington, D.C., weather permitted and COVID permitting, because Soto with the Nationals has tested positive. He's been exposed to his teammates for the last couple days. I guess they're still playing the thing. So if it gets off weather permitting, if it gets off COVID permitting, there will be an individual throwing out the first pitch tonight that, well, has Murray a little ticked off. So you'll hear that commentary coming up in our long commercial-free segment next.
Joe Murray going to be with you 7 to 12. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd rather stick needles in my eyes.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
People are still holding out hope for some kind of abbreviated baseball season this summer. College football will start in late August, NFL right after that. Do you think those sports seasons are in jeopardy? Are we going to have college football this fall?
There's a way of doing that. Nobody comes to the stadium. Put them in big hotels, you know, wherever you want to play. Keep them very well surveilled, namely a surveillance, but have them tested like every week and make sure they don't wind up infecting each other or their family and just let them play the season out. I mean, people say, well, you know, you can't play without spectators. Well, I think you probably get enough buy-in from people who are dying to see a baseball game, particularly me. I'm living in Washington. We have the world champion Washington Nationals. You know, I want to see them play again.
So that was Dr. Anthony Fauci, of course. And I remember playing that a lifetime ago. It was actually April 15th. April 15th. And that was a Snapchat interview that he did, which is why you have the obviously the silly music in the background, but he sort of forecast it there. You know, he was thinking bubble environment, and that's not what you get in Major League Baseball, but you do have empty stadiums and you do have the Nationals back, and so he will be throwing the first pitch out tonight when they get going tonight, Yankees Nationals at Nationals Park, whatever they're calling it. Fauci's throwing out the first pitch. How do you feel about that, Murray?
Well, I think it's a win because, I mean, this is really the one thing that truly makes me happy about baseball returning tonight, and that's that those who have been pearl-clutching about the return of sports, the it's not safe yet for sports, you're advocating for normalcy during a pandemic, shame on you, shame, how can you people be so selfish? Those people lose tonight. They lose. They can keep screaming like Chicken Little into the void, but now and forever, they'll be ignored by people like me who have common sense, who want sports back, because with Fauci throwing out the first pitch, the leader of the science and data, we must listen to Fauci. Fauci's the only one to be trusted. Fauci, Fauci, Fauci. He's not taking this opportunity to throw out the first pitch if he doesn't think we should be playing sports in this country. So you have to give it up with that negative narrative. You lose. You can't say that anymore. And if you do, you'll be ignored. And if that's not the case, and it's not safe to be playing sports as the pandemic continues and he's doing this, why is he throwing out the first pitch? Could it be, as I have sort of suspected for a little while here, that the old doc has an ego like the rest of us and he's actually enjoying his 15 minutes of fame a little bit too much? So which is it? You people have to pick which loss do you want to take, that it's okay to play sports now so you can shut up with your whining, or Fauci, who sounds like CeCe DeVille of Poison, sounds like Poison, sounds just like him. He has to be a little bit more responsible in terms of being a voice of caution and reason and dial back the whole shtick of being America's oldest heartthrob, which I think he's enjoyed here a little bit. So which L do you want to eat? Which one? Tell me.
I feel like, Murray, you want everyone to eat a D. Like you're pissed at
that's, yeah, I mean, that's a given. I want the world to eat a D.
Pissed at everyone. Like you just took on all sides there.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's the new normal for yours truly. Yeah, yeah, no. If it's society, I want you to eat the D.
Not just take the L, but eat it.
Yeah.
Eat it as well. I just hope they play the ball games and they keep going forward. The thing we're showing on NBC Sports Boston is Juan Soto, the Nationals, what is he, outfielder?
Yeah, outfielder, yeah. He's a terrifically talented player.
Outfielder tested positive for COVID, will not play tonight, but he tested 2 days ago?
Yeah, tested 2 days ago. They got the results back this morning. Rest of the tests of the team, negative, but he's since practiced as an asymptomatic carrier since. They tested the team again today, but they don't have the results before 7 o'clock tonight when they have the first pitch.
So it's like, is that totally kosher?
Probably not.
You know, so when they say the rest of the team tested negative, they tested negative 2 days ago.
Yes. So again, they don't get the results for today's test tonight. They don't. They just don't have enough time.
Mike, just use the other happenings in the world of sports to draw the analogy. In the MLS, was it last weekend? Didn't they cancel the game because someone may have been exposed to someone who had COVID?
Yeah.
Right? So the point being is we don't even know if the person was exposed, but we think he might have been. And because we can't put him on the field, we can't subject him to everyone else. In this case, Soto has it. Has been exposed to everybody else. I mean, they've been out there. Now, whether or not they've been within 6 feet of one another, I don't know that. But they're going to go ahead and play the game anyway. I said in a worst-case scenario, if you're MLB, and I'm chuckling, but it would just be so perfect with the way this whole thing has gone for baseball so far. In a worst-case scenario, Soto has infected other teammates. We just don't know it yet. Then they get on the field and they infect the Yankees. And now you've lost the reigning world champions and probably the most important team in the league. Like, wow, how's that going to work? How are you going to, you think exactly. The Blue Jays got a tough play in 60 road games, for crying out loud? How's the league going to work without the Yankees and the Nationals?
And meanwhile, the first pitch is like in 2 hours. One team doesn't have a place to play, and they're still negotiating who's going to be in the playoffs or not. Like, they still, awesome, I guess, or just so baseball. But there's
no, it's like they, seriously, like they're making dinner plans on the fly. You know, tell you what, meet me here for a drink and then we'll figure out the rest later.
Okay. You can weigh in on any of that. We're going to reset our Cam Newton stuff. He arrived in Boston last night. How do we feel about that? How do we feel about him not saying a word, basically, at the airport after spilling his guts for an hour just a week or two before? How do we feel, or I'll just say how I feel about the team still trying to, you know, keep wraps on this stuff when, I'm sorry, the horse has left the barn. But either way, we'll get to Cam Newton's arrival in Boston last night after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials. Don't go anywhere.
At Fast Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.